Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference Call. Today we are very fortunate that we are having His Grace Advaita Chandra Prabhu to enlighten us on the glories of Jahanva Mata, the wife of Nityanand Prabhu. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable association and valuable time to all of us. Now I would like to hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, are you present?
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraye Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavatu Sevaya Bhagavati Ruttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devati Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So today we will discuss on the glories of Jahanava Mata, who is the consort of Lord Nityananda, along with Vasudha Devi and Jahanava Mata was the first female guru in our sampradaya. All the great devotees and other gurus used to consider her as the Guru Mata and also would take guidance from her after Lord Nityananda's disappearance. Jahanava Mata came to be the next Acharya on her own. It was not that anyone appointed her, but because of her self-effulgence, everyone accepted her as taking their guidance, her guidance. She also celebrated the first Gaur Purnima program, and we'll see all the discussion, all the details of that discussion in a few minutes. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Nyamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Jahanava Mata's father's name was Shri Suryadas Sarakhela. He lived in a village called Shaligram, and he had five brothers: Damodar, Jagannath, Gauridas, Krishnadas, and Narsingha Chaitanya. Suryadas Sarkhela, his father's name was Sri Kamsari Mishra, and mother's name was Kamala Devi. And Suryadas was employed to be the king's treasurer. This connection with the king's treasury gave him the title Sarakhela. So Sri Suryadas Sarakhela, he had two daughters. The older of the two was named Sri Vasudha, and the younger was Sri Janava. In Gaura Ganodesh Deepika, Sri Kavi Karnapura, he says, Sri Nityananda Prabhu's dear consorts, Sri Vasudha and Janava Devi, are expansions of Varuni and Revati respectively. Varuni is the drink that Lord Balaram drinks, which comes from the trees, and Lord Balaram drinks and it gets intoxicated. That's his favorite drink, Varuni. And the incarnation of Varuni is Sri Vasudha. And Janava Devi is the incarnation of Revati. Revati is the... if you see, there is a temple in Vrindavan, Revati Balaram Temple. In that temple, the height of Revati Devi is much, much higher than the height of Balaram. And that's because when Balaram was here, even before Balaram was here, actually in Satya Yuga, Revati's father was a king and Revati was a princess. And Revati's father, he wanted to find someone suitable for Revati because Revati Devi was very, very beautiful and full of all the different gunas and qualities. She had all the qualities. And this was Mother Revati. So there was no one that her father could find who was matching her qualities, her beauty. And so Narad Muni came, and the king told Narad Muni, this is my problem. My daughter is overqualified, can't find anyone. So Narad Muni said, why don't you go and ask Brahma? He's the creator. He can tell you, has he created someone who can match her? And so they said, okay, so with mystic powers, the king was sent, King and Revati was sent to Lord Brahma, Brahma's planet, Brahma Loka. And he was asked, and they went there and they asked Brahma, Narad Muni suggested that we come to you and that you can tell us who is a match, a suitable match to my daughter. And Brahma said, well, there is no one that I have created who can match your daughter. But right now, as you came from earth to Brahma Loka, there are, because of the time difference, there are several yugas which have passed. Your kingdom is no longer your kingdom. The time has passed very, very quickly. But if you go back right now, Krishna and Balaram are performing their pastimes, which means Balaram is a suitable person for Revati. So Revati and King came down and they saw, they met Lord Balaram, they gave the verdict of Lord Brahma and Balaram. Balaram said, but Revati is so tall, because in Satya Yuga, the height used to be really, the standard height would be very big. As Satya Yuga progresses into Dwapar Yuga and Treta Yuga, the height starts reducing. The standard age starts reducing. And so on and so forth. So Balaram was about 16 to 18 feet high, because that was how they were 5,000 years ago. And now the height is reduced. And Revati was much, much, much taller. So the king said, but my dear lord, if you see Revati is so tall and taller than, much, much taller than you. So Balaram said, no problem. He took the plow and he extended his plow and rested on the shoulder of Revati and pulled her down. And she was almost the same height, a little shorter than Lord Balaram. But still, to commemorate this pastime, there is a temple in Vrindavan, Revati Balaram, where Revati is taller than Balaram. So Janava Mata is the incarnation, expansion of Revati. Kavi Karnapur further states in Gaur Ganodesh Deepika that Sri Suryadas Pandit had formerly been Maharaj Kukudmi. His bodily effulgence was as brilliant as the sun. Some say that Srimati Vasudha Devi is the incarnation of Srimati Ananga Manjari, and others say that Srimati Janava Devi is the incarnation of Srimati Ananga Manjari. In truth, both opinions are correct. They are both incarnations of Srimati Ananga Manjari. So Ananga Manjari is actually none other than Balaram. Balaram, he is having a relationship of all the rasas with Krishna. The Shantaras, Madhuriras, Vatsaliras, Sakhiras, and Madhuriras. Shantaras, he expands as all the different paraphernalia and the spiritual world. Even the Mridanga is an expansion of Lord Balaram. So in this way, he is serving in the Shantaras. In the Dasiras, he always serves like Lakshman is serving Lord Ram. In the Sakhiras, Balaram is the best friend of Krishna. He plays with him. In the Vatsalyaras, Balaram is protective of Krishna, very protective, and even saves him from Mother Yashoda, except when he ate dirt. That's when he complained. So he was the elder brother, he's protective. So Vatsalyaras and Madhuryaras, he cannot enter the Madhuryaras as Balaram, so he expands himself as Ananga Manjari and performs Madhurya Ras with Sri Krishna. So this is the Ananga Manjari that they are saying expanded into Janavi Devi and Vasudha Devi both. So they are expansions of all of these. Varuni, Revati, Ananga Manjari. So Suryadas Sarakhela was a very dear devotee of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. Seeing his daughters maturing into the full bloom of their youth, he began to think about the subject of their marriage. And once thinking in this way, late at night, he fell asleep. At that time, a dream came to him, and his mind was filled with bliss, because in his dream, he saw that he was giving his two daughters in marriage to Sri Nityananda Prabhu. See, seen this dream, Suryadas Pandit, he was in an ocean of ecstasy. And then after some time, his dream broke. Next morning, he told this dream to one of his Brahmana friends and said, I saw that Lord Nityananda is Balaram himself. He had such unprecedented bodily effulgence. It was filling the 10 directions with his radiance. His arms and legs, they were decorated with beautiful ornaments. And my two daughters were accompanying him on either side, having assumed the forms of Revati and Varuni. And they looked exceedingly beautiful. I must offer the hands of my daughters to Sri Nityananda Prabhu in marriage. And until he accepts them, I will not find peace. Then Suryadas Sarakhela dispatched this Brahmana to Navadvip, to Srivas Pandit. And with great haste, this Brahmana left, because in the earlier days, nowadays we have shadi.com and so many different websites which arrange marriages. But in the earlier days, it was the Brahmanas and the astrologers and all of the others who would conduct the marriage, who would take the proposals and things like that, because they were considered very saintly. And so he arrived at the house of Srivas Pandit, and Nityananda Prabhu was staying at that time at the house of Srivas Pandit. And the Brahmana, he explained to Srivas Pandit how Suryadas Sarakhela wanted to offer both his daughters in marriage to Nityananda Prabhu. And Srivas Pandit became very happy. He very humbly submitted this entire matter to Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu, the most merciful Lord, he told the Brahmana to return back to Suryadas Sarakhela, and he gave him the assurance that I would certainly fulfill his heart's desire. Then the news came to Advaita Acharya, and Advaita Acharya became very happy. He blessed and predicted, may this all take place very soon. Meanwhile, this Brahmana returned to Shaligram and gave this auspicious news to Suryadas Sarakhela. And on hearing this, Suryadas became very ecstatic. Now, on the other hand, there was a village called Borogachi Gram. There lived the king Krishnadasa, who was the son of Harihora. He was a very great devotee, this Krishnadasa, and a great dear devotee of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. When he heard this, he was prepared to bear and make all the necessary arrangements for a lavish wedding for Lord Nityananda in his own palace. He made his own palace disposal of the entire celebration. Krishnadas went immediately to Navadvip to Nityananda Prabhu and prayed, before anyone reserves you for their wedding, I am reserving you for the wedding at my palace. Please conduct this. So then Srivas Thakur, Sri Advaita Acharya, Chandrasekhar Acharya, Murari Gupta, and all the other devotees of Lord Chaitanya gathered there, and they began performing kirtan. And Suryadas Sarakhela's brother Krishnadas, he quickly returned to Borogachi Gram, and Nityananda Prabhu also arrived there, as did all the devotees from Shaligram. So Borogachi Gram was the place where the bride and the groom came from Navadvip and from Shaligram, and that's where the marriage took place. And seeing that Lord Nityananda and all the different devotees had arrived, Suryadas Sarakhela, he ran out on the road and in great ecstasy started welcoming them, invited them to his own home, and fell at the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Prabhu in humble submission. This is all recorded in Bhakti Ratnakar. It says that falling at the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Suryadas flooded the ground with his tears. With his two hands, he tightly held the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, his voice trembling. He wanted to speak, but could find no words. Nityananda Prabhu slowly began to smile and gradually was able to contain his ecstatic laughter. Bestowing his full mercy upon Suryadas, he embraced him. Suryadas became absorbed in bliss. Who could have understood the limits of his ecstasy? Seeing his brother, Gauridas also became ecstatic. Not being able to contain his patience, everyone was overwhelmed with internal delight. So this is all recorded in Bhakti Ratnakar. And after some time, Sri Suryadas Pandit worshipped the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda and offered his two daughters, Sri Vasudha and Sri Janava, in the hands of Nityananda. This Bhakti Ratnakar is recorded by Narahari Sarkar Thakur. Narahari Sarkar is the one who in our Gaura Aarti we sing. Kivana hana, that he is making the chamara. Narahari adi kori chamara dulaya. This is the Narahari Sarkar Thakur who wrote Bhakti Ratnakar. And in that Bhakti Ratnakar he records this marriage being taken place in Borogachi Gram. After the wedding, Sri Nityananda Prabhu remained in Shaligrampura for some time. And then he went to Navadvip and arrived at the house of Sachi Devi with his two wives. He offered his obeisances to the lotus feet of Sachi Mata, who was just delighted to see Vasudha and Janava because she could not, because at that time Lord Chaitanya was ready to take sannyas. She embraced them again and again, sat them on her lap, and affectionately was showing her affection, pinching their cheeks and things like that. And all the devotee housewives, Vaishnava housewives in Navadvip, they showed great affection and welcomed the two brides of Lord Nityananda. And on the order of Shachi Devi, Nityananda went to the house of Advaita Acharya in Shantipur. When Sita Thakurani saw Vasudha and Sri Janava, she was also very ecstatic. She also embraced them very affectionately. And Nityananda Prabhu stayed at the house of Advaita Acharya until another devotee called Uddharana Datta Thakur requested him to come to stay at his place in Saptagram. There he stayed for a few days and took part in a great Sankirtan festival and then went to Borogachi Gram. And Nityananda Prabhu, wherever he would go, he would perform endless Kirtan pastimes and then wandered from one place to the next. Then after some time, Vasudha Devi, she gave birth to a daughter named Ganga and a son named Veerachandra. And Janava Devi, on the other hand, had no children. So after Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Srivas Pandit, and many other members of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal entourage, slowly they started disappearing. After Lord Chaitanya's disappearance, none of them could stay for long, and they started disappearing, going back to Godhead. At that time, Sri Janava Mata took the charge to inundate the world with the flood of Harinam Sankirtan. She decided that we should celebrate the appearance day of Mahaprabhu, of Lord Chaitanya. So in Keturi Gram, on the Gaur Purnima day, which is also considered the Falguna Purnima, there was a great festival which was held. And the three big acharyas at that time were Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamananda Pandit, and Srinivas Acharya, who had just come back after being trained by Jiva Goswami, Srila Jiva Goswami, and who had tasked them to distribute the books of the Goswamis. And on the way, they had lost the books, but then the king revealed that the books were with them, and the king became a disciple of Narottam Das Thakur. And then Shyamananda Pandit, Srinivas Acharya, and Narottam Das Thakur inundated the entire Bengal with Gaudiya Vaishnavism. There were so many people became their disciples. So along with them, Janava Mata arranged in Keturi Gram this great festival. And this festival was arranged by a king, Santosh Datta, who was one of the disciples of these great gurus. In fact, Santosh Datta was the nephew of Narottam Das Thakur and also the disciple of Narottam Das Thakur. And Janava Mata herself came along with Janava Mata. Came Shri Krishna Mishra and Shripati, Srinidhi. These are all associates of Lord Nityananda. Meenaketana Ramdas, Murari Chaitanya, Gyanadas, Parmeshwari Das, Balaram Das, Vrindavan Das Thakur, who compiled the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Mangal, and Chaitanya Charitamrita are the three authorized biographies of Lord Chaitanya. And Vrindavan Das Thakur is considered to be an incarnation of Vyasadev, his mother being blessed by Lord Chaitanya himself, Narayani. Lord Chaitanya transferred the love of God into little Narayani's heart. And her son was Vrindavan Das Thakur, who compiled Chaitanya Bhagavat. And there were many such dearmost followers of Lord Nityananda Prabhu who came for this wonderful festival. Janava Mata first went to the house of Gauridas Pandit in Ambika Kalna. And the disciple of Gauridas Pandit, Hriday Chaitanya, was there. We have discussed the pastimes of both Gauridas Pandit and Hriday Chaitanya in our previous discussions. And Janava Mata went there, Hriday Chaitanya very cordially welcomed Sri Janava Mata and all the devotees. And then Janava Mata hand-cooked the offering of Gaur Nityananda Ritis, who were self-manifested by Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda themselves. And seeing that there was a great festival, they went to Navadvip. They went to the house of Mahaprabhu, but they did not find Sachi Mata. And Janava Mata was very unhappy that she missed her. She was crying. She felt the pangs of separation from Sachi Mata. Then Shripati and Srinidhi, the brothers of Srivas Thakur, took Sri Janava Mata to their own home in Navadvip. And she could not find Srivas Pandit and Malini Devi there. Her heart was broken. She began to cry in separation. Where are these great souls? They stayed the night there at the house of Srivas Thakur. And on the following day, they went to Shantipur. When they went to Shantipur, they found that Sri Advaita Acharya and Sri Sita Thakurani had disappeared. Now Janava Mata was filled with grief. The sons of Advaita Acharya, Achyutananda and Gopal, they very cordially greeted Janava Mata and all the Vaishnava associates, welcomed them with a proper ceremonial reception. And Janava Mata understood, Lord Chaitanya has disappeared, all of his associates have disappeared. Now this is the second generation of Vaishnavas and devotees, and Lord Chaitanya's movement should continue. Then before setting out to Kheturi Gram, they went to one last place. Along with her devotee associates, she went to a place called Telia Budhir Gram, where to meet Ramachandra Kaviraj, the associate of Narottam Das Thakur. His name is in the, when we sing the Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kare Umore, in that Narottam Das Thakur in the end says, Ramachandra Sangamage Narottamadas. This is the Ramachandra Kaviraj. He was not there, but his brother Govinda Kaviraj greeted Janava Mata with all respect and offered her puja to her. After staying there for one night, finally Janava Mata reached Kheturi Gram. They found that the king, Santosh Datta, the nephew of Narottam Das Thakur, had made arrangements for the boats to ferry the devotees across the river Padma, as well as many other conveyances to bring the devotees into Kheturi Gram. He made many arrangements for the well-being of devotees, suitable housing, ample prasad, everything. The whole village was decorated very beautifully. Wherever they would go, devotees would find the remembrance of Lord Chaitanya and the advertisements of these festivals. There were elephants who were decorated and they were roaming around as festival posters of the great festival of Kheturi Gram. And in this way, Raja Santosh Dutt, he personally came a long way down the road just to welcome Janava Mata by offering them flower, garlands and many other gifts. In this way, all the devotees who were headed by Janava Mata, they entered Kheturi Gram after going to all the other holy places. And at this time, Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur and Shyamananda Pandit in front welcomed the delegation of devotees headed by Janava Mata and offered their full obeisances with great humility in the dust of the road. The devotees, they embraced each other in great ecstasy, and gradually they filled the four directions with the ecstatic and the beautiful sound of their kirtan, which was done tumultuously. For all the devotees, Raja Santosh Dutt had created beautiful houses. He made arrangements for even the servants to take care of every need. And gradually different devotees retired to their respective quarters, honored prasad, they rested. And seeing that all the devotees were properly taken care of, Raja Santosh Dutt was very happy. The next day was Gaura Purnima, the appearance day of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There was a new temple which was constructed by Raja Santosh Dutt, and six deities were installed. And in the evening, all the devotees began performing Sankirtan. Sri Raghunandan from Sri Khanda, he started the kirtan. He was the boy who was offering a laddu to Gopal, and Gopal would not take. But his father had said, "No, just offer this to Gopal. Gopal will eat." And this boy, Raghunandan, was crying, "Why is Gopal not eating? Gopal, please eat. My father will become angry if you don't eat. He has given me this task." And seeing his heartfelt plea, Gopal, deity, motioned and came out and ate half the laddu. And Raghunandan went back to his father, said, "Here it is, half laddu. Now you can eat all of this laddu." And his father said, "Okay, this is the half laddu. Where is the full laddu?" He said, "Oh, go, you said offer to Gopal. Gopal came and ate." And his father could not believe. His father said, "Gopal ate or did you eat?" "No, no, I did not eat. Gopal ate. You asked me to offer to Gopal. Gopal came and ate half the laddu." So his father was, next day his father said, "Okay, now you offer this laddu, go." And his father was watching. Is this boy naughty? Is he eating the laddu and giving half the laddu to us, saying Gopal has eaten? And he watched. And he saw. What he saw made him astonished. Gopal came and he actually, the deity, ate the half the laddu and gave the rest to Gopal. Gave the rest to Raghunandan. So Raghunandan became very famous. He's the one because of whose devotion Gopal personally ate. He came in the form and ate. Even otherwise, if Gopal does not eat half the laddu, the deities honor, the deities do bless and grace the bhoga. But doing it like this on the request of this small child shows the devotion in the heart of Raghunandan, and his fame spread. And when his fame spread, that time Abhiram Thakur, one of the associates of Lord Chaitanya, associates of Lord Nityananda, he heard the glories of Raghunandan and he wanted to pay obeisances to Raghunandan. Abhiram Thakur, he is none other than Subala, the friend of Lord Balaram. And when he came, he had his two special things. One was his whip called Jai Mangal. This whip, Jai Mangal, anyone would get that whip, he would get love of God. This was the glory of Jai Mangal, the whip of Abhiram Thakur. And the second, if Abhiram Thakur pays obeisances to someone, and if that person is not completely pure at heart in his devotion, then his head would blow into pieces. So everyone would be afraid of Abhiram Thakur offering him obeisances. But Abhiram Thakur said, "I will offer obeisances to Sri Raghunandan." And he came running to the house of Sri Raghunandan in Sri Khanda. And he prostrated himself in front of Raghunandan. And everyone became stunned. What will happen next? This is just a small boy. His head will explode into pieces. If there is even an iota of impurity in his heart, of any kind of alloy, if he does not have unalloyed devotional service in his heart, head would blow into pieces. It was like the entire village came to a standstill, just waiting for the moment. What will happen next? And then they waited, and waited, and waited, and nothing happened. Sri Raghunandan Das Thakur, this little boy, he was completely unharmed. And Abhiram Thakur got up and embraced Raghunandan Thakur. Sri Raghunandan Thakur ki jai. This Sri Raghunandan Thakur from Sri Khanda, he started the kirtan in Kheturi Gram. He was the first kirtaniya. With pure heart, he was singing the glories of Lord Chaitanya, executing his mission of Harinam Sankirtan. And everyone from Kheturi Gram turned out for this occasion. In fact, in 1997, we went for a yatra. Radhanath Maharaj took a yatra to Gaur Mandal Bhumi, and there he took us to Kheturi Gram also. And in Kheturi Gram, we went to a place where there is a small pukur or a pond. It's a big pond, but it's smaller than a river. And that pond was full of water, but on the day of Lord Chaitanya, that pond was used, the water was taken out, and that pond was used to make khichdi. So many devotees came for this first festival that they had to make khichdi in this whole pond. The whole pond became khichdi pond. And devotees were served khichdi from this pond, and the whole khichdi was completely eaten. It was finished. This whole pond was finished. So this was the extent of this festival. And then in this whole great assembly, Sri Janava Mata looked very beautiful. And seeing her, seeing the devotees gathered, hearing the divine kirtan, all the atheists and the sinners, they were completely purified. Everyone left their homes and hurried out to see the devotees and to drown themselves in the nectar of kirtan. And in this way, the kirtan continued until midnight of Gaur Purnima. Then, the next day, in front of a huge crowd with great pomp, Srinivas Acharya, he performed the Abhishek ceremony of the installation of the six deities. And Narottam Das Thakur, on the order of Janava Mata, he began to perform kirtan. You can see that the great acharyas of that time, who were big gurus, Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamananda Pandit, Srinivas Acharya, they would take guidance from Janava Mata herself. And then something amazing happened. While Narottam Das Thakur was performing kirtan, and all the devotees were jumping and dancing, in the midst of that kirtan, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu himself, accompanied with Nityananda Prabhu and all of his eternal associates, Srivas Thakur, Advaita Acharya, Shachi Mata, everyone made their divine appearance on the first Gaur Purnima day. They had already all disappeared, but they appeared in that kirtan in Keturi Gram. And everyone was in ecstasy. Krishna tells Narad Muni, Naham tishthami vaikunthe yoginam ridayeshuva yatra gayanti madbhakta tatra tishthami Narada. O Narada, Naham tishthami vaikunthe, I do not actually reside in Vaikuntha. Yoginam ridayeshuva, nor do I reside in the hearts of the yogis who are meditating on me. So where do I reside? I reside yatra gayanti mad bhakta tatra tishthami Narada. Wherever my devotees are singing my glories and my holy names, that's where I reside. And Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda proved this by appearing in the midst of that kirtan. So whenever we are performing Harinam Sankirtan, we should understand that Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda are there, are here with us. Even if there are three devotees, four devotees, we are going on Harinam, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are accompanying us. On the third day of the festival, Janava Mata herself cooked the bhoga for the deities. She purified herself by bathing in the Ganges at midday, and with great enthusiasm she cooked wonderful preparations of rice, vegetables and other things. And then she herself personally distributed prasad by her own hand to all the great souls who were present. After this three-day festival in Keturi Gram, Janava Mata left the Keturi Gram accompanied by her entourage of devotees, and they set out for Vrindavan. On the way to Vrindavan, they passed through Prayag and Kashi, and they came to Mathura. There they visited Janmasthan in Mathura, Krishna's birthplace, and bathing at Vishram Ghat, they entered Vrindavan. All the devotees in Vrindavan were eagerly waiting for Sri Janava Mata to come there. They all came from Vrindavan to Mathura to meet her. And it is described that Gopal Bhatta Goswami came, Bhugarbha Goswami came, Lokanath Goswami came to receive Janava Mata, Krishnadas Brahmachari, Krishna Pandit, Sri Madhu Pandit, whose favorite deities are Sri Sri Radha Gopinath in Vrindavan. He came. Srila Jiva Goswami was personally present. And Sri Jiva Goswami introduced everyone to Janava Mata. Hearing all of this, Janava Mata's ecstasy increased. All the Goswamis who were present, they fell at the lotus feet of Janava Mata, and she also offered her pranams. Later, Janava Mata, seeing the ecstatic efforts of Goswamis in resurrecting Vrindavan and all the holy places in Vrindavan, she congratulated whichever Goswamis were left, especially Gopal Bhatta Goswami and Jiva Goswami. They were the youngest, along with, of course, Lokanath Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami, who were assisting these other Goswamis. Later, she toured all the places in Vrindavan, saw the different deities, Sri Govinda, Sri Gopinath, Sri Madan Mohan, and they made an extensive effort to see to it that all the arrangements for Janava Mata's stay were topmost. And then she went to Govardhan Hill, Radha Kunda, Shama Kunda, different places of Lord's pastime, different divine moods and emotions connected to those pastimes immediately were awakened within her, because she was there as Revati, experiencing these pastimes. Then, after wandering about in Vrindavan for some time, she went back to Bengal, Gauradesh. She performed a Gaur Mandal Bhumi Yatra. She went to all the places of pastimes of Lord Chaitanya at this time. And then she went again back to Khetri Gram. And she stayed there for a few days. She went to different other places. Guided the devotees and the Vaishnavas. Some were asking for her permission for marriage of their daughters, for blessings. She recommended that Boro Gangadas should be married to the daughter of Shyamananda Chakravarti, and all of that. And like that, she went to Eka Chakra after that. From Khetri Gram, she heard the father and mother of Lord Nityananda, Harai Pandit and Padmavati. They were her father-in-law, mother-in-law, Harai Pandit and Padmavati. She was overwhelmed with separation. She began to weep. And in the company of a local Brahmana, she saw the different places of the childhood pastimes of her husband, beloved husband, Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And she was feeling so much bliss seeing all these places. She stayed one night in Eka Chakra. Then she went to a place near Katwa called Kanthak Nagara. She went to see the place of Lord Chaitanya Sannyas. And she was in separation there. She went to Jajigram, to the house of Srinivas Acharya. There Srinivas Acharya, along with all the devotees, welcomed her with great devotion, invited her into his home, performed a puja. And after staying in Jajigram, she returned to Navadvip. At that time, the family servant of Mahaprabhu, his name was Ishan, was in his ripe old age. And upon entering the house of Mahaprabhu, Janava Mata fainted in ecstasy. All the devotees became ecstatic and began to weep tears of prema. From the house of Mahaprabhu, she went to Srivas Angan, where she spent the night, and all night in the courtyard of Srivas, the devotees engaged in nocturnal kirtans, just like they would engage in Mahasankirtan with Lord Chaitanya all night, dancing and chanting with great enthusiasm. This is where, in the courtyard of Srivas Thakur, Srivas Angan, is where Mahaprabhu began his Sankirtan pastimes. That night, Janava Mata, she had a dream. There she saw Gaurasundar and his devotees, different devotees performing these different pastimes. Then she offered her prayers to the holy Dham of Navadvip and went to Ambika Kalna, to Gauridas Pandit. Again, she remembered Gauridas Pandit. By then he had passed away, but Hriday Chaitanya was taking care of the deities of Gaur, self-manifested deities of Gaur and Nityananda. There was a tumultuous kirtan there. Even there, Gaur and Nityananda personally appeared. And that night, Janava Mata cooked many preparations for the pleasure of the deities of Gaur and Nityananda, offered them on the altar, and herself distributed that prasad to the devotees. That night in her dreams, she personally saw Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and Gauridas Pandit, who had passed away, but he came in the dream of Janava Mata. Bidding farewell to all the devotees, next day, then Janava Mata, she went to the home of Uddharana Datta Thakur, stayed there for one night. She got a boat, went to Khardaha Gram, and then that's where she met the son of Lord Nityananda through Vasudha, Veerachandra, and the daughter, Sri Ganga, her stepson and stepdaughter. And she was very, very, very affectionately embraced them. She smelled their heads in affection, and Janava Mata and Sri Vasudha Devi, they offered their respects to each other. And Janava Mata then started telling about all the things that she did while performing parikrama of Gaura Mandala and Raja Mandala with all the devotees. And then everyone bid their farewell, except Janava Mata retained Parmeshwari Thakur as her personal assistant, personal servant. And then the story of Janava Mata's pilgrimage throughout the holy places of Gaura Mandal and Raja Mandal became very famous throughout the society of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And she was considered to be a reservoir of Prema Bhakti. She's also known as Nityananda Swarupini, the other self of Nityananda Prabhu. By her mercy, she delivered many sinners and atheists. And we pray that please remove the sinful root of sinful propensity within our hearts. And she was full of divine opulence, Aishwarya and Madhurya, opulence and sweetness at the same time. The appearance day of Janava Mata, the Shakti of Nityananda, her appearance day is actually celebrated on 8th day of the full moon in Vaishakh month. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written extensively about the glories of Janava Mata in his book Kalyana Kalpataru. So we'll end her glories. We can keep speaking, but we can end by this small passage that is written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in Kalyana Kalpataru, "Having fallen into this ocean of misery, my life is a bewilderment, and I do not know how to reach its shore, nor even where to search for it. All my efforts in karma are useless, all my knowledge is useless, as are the mysticism, yoga, austerity, religious penance, and mundane piety. None of these processes have any power to rescue me. I am weak, I am helpless, I don't know how to swim across this ocean of ignorance. Who will deliver me from this dangerous predicament? Within this dangerous ocean of material existence, I see the crocodiles of sense gratification, What a terrible sight! Within this ocean, I am tossed about by the turbulent waves, which constantly boil and churn like a ship without a rudder. The impulses and the urges that I have acquired from my previous births are like a wind that blows my ship in all directions. My mind is so unsteady. This ship has no captain, no direction. I weep in despair, seeing that I cannot cross this ocean of misery. O Janava Devi, today, by the power of your divine qualities, be merciful to this servant of yours. Dispel this illusion which torments me and relieve me of the anguish of material existence. Please let me take shelter at your lotus feet, for in this way I shall certainly cross over the ocean of birth and death. You are Nityananda Shakti, the divine energy of Nityananda himself. You are the guru of Krishna Bhakti. Be merciful to me and please grant me the shade of your holy lotus feet, which are like a fish fulfilling tree. You have delivered countless abominable sinners. Please deliver me in the same way. Today, this lowly sinner falls at your lotus feet, holy feet, praying for your mercy. Shri Bhaktivinod Thakur ki jai. Shri Janava Mata ki jai. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. So we'll end here. If there are any questions or comments, we can take now.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to you, Guru Maharaj, and all the Vaishnavas and Prabhupada. So very, very wonderful glorification of Srimati Janava Mata. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. All right. Are there any questions or comments today?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat. This is Damodar Ananda Das from Limited, Illinois.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, we have, I think there are more than five rasas, but the five prominent rasas we always mention. Is there any rasa that is a relationship between siblings, like between brother and brother and brother and sister? If there is, what is it called? And number two, the gopi or the manjari form of Balram, is it Ananda or Ananga, ending with D or ending with G? Those are my two questions.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, thank you for your questions. It's ending with G, Ananga Manjari, and there are many, many rasas. As you said, there are five primary rasa. But in Prabhupada says in Bhagavatam that in the revealed scriptures, there are 12 varieties of rasas. There is Raudra, which is anger, Adbhuta Rasa, which is wonder, Shringara Rasa, which is Madhurya Rasa, Hasya Rasa, which is comedy, Veera Rasa, which is chivalry, Daya, which is mercy, Dasya Ras, which is servitorship, Sakya Ras, which is brother, Bhayankara, which is Rasa, which is like horror Rasa, Vibhatsa Rasa, which is shock, Shanta Rasa, which is neutrality, and Vatsalya Rasa, it is parenthood. So these rasas are not necessarily related to a relationship. It's not necessarily related to like brother or sister. In Vedic times, even the sister is considered to be like a mother. There is no, Prabhupada would always say, what is this Behenji, Behenji? There is no, in Vedic times, even the Behen is considered to be a mother. Even the daughter is considered to be a mother, is seen as a mother. And mother is, of course, seen as a mother. So all women are seen as a mother. But whether it's sister or brother depends on what ras. Generally, elder brother has Vatsalya ras, takes as parental. And the younger brother has Dasya ras, generally. But with the Lord, it depends. Sometimes, you know, even those who are younger to him may feel protective towards him and have a display Vatsalya ras. So there are many such rasas, but yeah, it's not dependent on what kind of relationship that they may have. But like Vatsalya ras, of course, parents have Vatsalya ras, but the elder gopis, they did not have any kind of relation in that sense, family relations with Krishna, but they also had Vatsalya ras, and some gopis had Madhurya ras, and some gopis had Dasya ras. So that is the understanding. Does that answer your question?
Yes, Prabhuji, and thank you very much, especially mentioning what Prabhupada said, so we can explain to new people, because, you know, sometimes they are surprised we calling all late, females as Mataji, even the younger ones. So, yeah. Yes, that will be a very nice point to explain to them. Thank you. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Ji, Advait Chandra, Prabhuji, Tanvat Param, Tila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Tila Gurudev Ki Jai. Thank you very much for explaining Janva Mataji's story, Raghunath Das Goswami's story, and all nectar in a glass, Prabhuji. Jai Jai Nityananda, Jai Jai Gauranga, Shri Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much.
Prabhuji, when you are explaining the Leela, we are not qualified, but still we feel that Leela, that much potency in your lecture, that much potency in your today's class.
Well, thank you very much. That is all mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Janava Mata. We're just trying to glorify them. Their glories are so sweet. Anyone who speaks, we can feel their presence in their glories.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the past time of the Janava Mataji, and especially I like the last Bhakti Vinod. What is that, Prabhu? And the prayer, he was
yes.
From which book, Prabhu?
Kalyana Kalpataru by Bhakti Vinod Thakur.
It was so nice, Prabhu. It's really, really good. So, thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, we hear this katha so many times, but whenever we hear, we knew the every time it is new for us, Prabhuji. Every time it's we learn new things from Vaishnava, Prabhuji. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. All right, if there are no other questions, we can end here. Shri Janava Mata Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai.
Hare Krishna. Kripa Sindhu Bhi Eva Cha Patita Naam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo
Namo Namo Namo. Jai. Is Kriya Sadvit Prabhu Ki Jai.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.